KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. It's a Thursday morning, and we're getting ever closer to another great KJC Country weekend. And Friday night's going to be a great kickoff. And joining me, the man who'll be in concert Friday night at the Tawas Area High School Gymnasium, T. Graham Brown. Good morning, T.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great, man. I'm out here playing with my dog and doing my usual thing.
Well, what's the usual thing for T. Graham Brown right now? What kind of things do you do? I know you're out on the road and you do a lot of concert dates, but what do you do in between that time?
Well, I'm working on a couple of songs that have reached kind of a roadblock on, but I'll get them done. I'm getting ready to do a gospel album, and I'm trying to, you know, tie up some loose ends on that, and I'm raising some flowers. I was looking at them a while ago, and they're doing great. And I put in some ground cover, and I'm cutting grass. And, you know, hey, you know what?
What?
I was outside yesterday looking at the flowers, and this beautiful butterfly flew by, and it had a tattoo of an old biker chick on its back.
Really? Oh, yeah. Now, that's just the kind of thing we're going to get when you come to town, isn't it?
Yeah, probably so. Probably it'll be a pity, but yeah, there'll probably be some of that.
Oh, no. I'm looking forward to it. I've known your career from day one. You have been around since the mid-80s. I can't believe we're talking nearly 30 years of T. Graham Brown, and it's been quite a ride for you, hasn't it?
Oh, man, I've been up and down and all around, and you know what, man? I'm having such a good time right now. You know, I have no pressure.
Yeah.
I'm not out trying to chase a hit and visiting radio every day and all. Right. I mean, I didn't mind doing that at the time, but boy, it sure feels better to me.
Well, you know,
I don't have to worry about a lot of stuff.
I hear that, but boy, back in the mid to late '80s, I can remember you were part of that. There was that huge new generation of country artists that came in the mid to late '80s, and T. Graham Brown was one of them. I remember Patti Loveless was in there too. The Foster and Lloyds. You guys were that new cutting edge of country music, and it really was an experience.
Well, you know, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Keith Whitley was there.
Yeah.
Marty Stewart was there. Randy Travis. We had a good time, man.
What a generation that was. You guys were kind of, you know, the lead ones to that next generation with Garth and Alan and Clint, but you guys really set the tone for what would become a new sound of country music. And, you know, you started it off in 85 and really caught fire quick with a couple of great albums. That had to be some excitement for you, wasn't it?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, you had to love it. I was having a great time, man. I was having a great time. I got to work with all my heroes. You know,
right.
What's the best thing about my job, man? I've gotten to meet and work with all my heroes, and they actually like me. I mean, somebody was asking me the other day who all I worked with, and I forgot. Tammy Wynette,
yeah.
Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, Merle, Willie, Waylon. You know, all those guys, and they were all very, very nice to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, you came along at a unique time in country music where those artists were still making hit records at the same time you were making hit records, so there was a lot of crossover there. So you got one of those great times in country music history where you got to mingle with them as they were still, you know, not the classic artists, but they were still the contemporary kind of artists even then.
Yeah, man, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I did, when Kenny Rogers was really hot,
yeah.
I did 300 shows with him, and we played every major arena in North America. And I mean, I've done it all, man. I still work some honky-tonks every now and then. I do shows like we're going to be doing up there.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Oklahoma the other day. Or rather, I was in Austin last week, and I did a theater. What's really good is these old restored movie theaters that
yeah.
they have around. So I'm doing a little bit of everything, having fun, do some churches, and I'm standing on the rock, got Jesus on my mind, and having a great life.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned you're writing songs. Now, is that what's in the works for you, as a gospel album?
Yeah, I'm going to cut an album, man, kind of like an old, you know, Percy Sledge. Do
sure.
you remember him?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm going to cut an old Muscle Shoals album with horns, you know, an old soul gospel record. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. Now, are you writing new material for that, too? Or are you going to take some of the old standards or a little mix of both?
We might do one standard.
Okay.
But, yeah, it'll be all new stuff.
That's terrific. And that's, you know, your career has now evolved to that level, like you said, where there's no pressure on you and you can do the things you really want to do instead of having to worry about chasing that number one single.
That's the fun part of it, too, Kevin. I can make a T. Graham Brown record and not worry about it.
Indeed. Now, when you come on out Friday night to the show, we're going to hear a lot of those classic songs that you were best known for, I'm sure. But are you going to mix in a few of those songs? Are we going to hear some of those the gospel tunes that you're working on?
We might play a couple of them. You know, we'll do all the hits that people expect to hear
sure.
and want to hear, and we'll throw some different stuff in there. I got a great band, and we're really looking forward to coming up there. We're going to do a couple of other shows while we're up there, and we're going to have fun.
Yeah, and the fans always come on out for this. You know, it's a fundraiser for the Iosco County Firefighters Association. They always do a wonderful job here in our area, and they always bring in great acts, and no doubt about it this time around. You'll be in 7 o'clock on Friday night. Tickets are available, but they are going fast, man. They want to come out and see T. Graham Brown perform on Friday night.
Hey, man, I want to tell everybody to buy a ticket, if for no other reason, to help the firemen out. That's a great cause, and you know, even if you can't make the show, buy a ticket. It'll help everything.
You betcha. Well, T, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to be out at the show Friday night. I'm the MC for the night, so I am looking forward to getting to meet and greet with you a little bit, and we'll look forward to a great show Friday night.
Hey, man, you work up a great introduction for me now.
I'm going to do my best, my friend. I will have a great one for you.
Just let your pastels run wild.
There you go. Well, T, we'll let you get back to tending that garden and your dog and maybe even getting out and mowing the lawn today.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me on your show. God bless you.